Tonight we entertain flat white asses, hoes acting like jealous girlfriends, and duking it out in the street. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Y'all, this jam threw it all the way back. The girls came alive. It was amazing. We're back here for Atlanta. Oh my gosh, north of the border continues the craziness. It's episode 9 of season 2. As always,
I'm just the girls. Yes, go ahead.
Let's go.
My bad, girl.
I thought you were going to dance with us. What are you doing?
I was feeling it.
You were. I don't know. You were so into it. That's the only reason we have the song, because you said so, girl. And then she let us down. Like, what?
I got pajama jammed out. But we're back. How you ladies feeling today? How you liking the episode?
You know what? I liked it. It was jam-packed. It had some for real action.
I missed laughing at Atlanta.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I was just glad that we got an episode.
Like, this is a familiar feeling.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. I've been really disturbed the last couple
weeks.
So this has been nice.
Atlanta been trying to give me nightmares.
Straight up. Especially when nightmares become reality. We'll get into that a little bit at the end of the show if you've been following Lakeith's Twitter account on our news and gossip segment. But today we're going to be talking about internet friends, PWIs, Tracy versus Earn, and management creators, and of course that final fight. Wild. Drew, Ivana, yes. Internet friends. You ever stayed with one when you didn't meet them in person first?
Never.
No. Especially.
Y'all is some pussies. I have. And it's wild. It is just as freaky, but it can also be a story you have for later.
The only way I've done that is on Airbnb, but they've already been, like, vetted. I don't do that on my own. No.
Maybe. I mean, like, I've met girls, like, met women, but I wouldn't just let a bunch of, like, grown-ass men up in my house. See, that.
And a plus one? Oh, no.
Violet out here making light-skinned girls look mad crazy, and I don't appreciate it. I was like, see, this is why they. I'm not even mad that people drag light-skinned girls, because we deserve it. Look at that.
No, I don't deserve that. I rebuke that. Violet was just being dumb.
So y'all, okay, so Violet and Honey are the two girls we see. They're putting on pajama jam. Of course, Earn, Darius, Al, Paperboy, everybody's heading. Tracy, too, for reasons we will get into later, are going up to a college. Now, they say north of the border. I'm thinking this is a college just north of the Georgia state line. I don't know which college it is. If it looked familiar to viewers, feel free to just chime in and let us know. But, you know, there's no hotel because Earn's trying to save some money, being smart, maybe not. He sets him up with an Instagram woman who is not famous or popular. She's like 300 followers.
She's like just a regular.
Like way regular. She like average people have like 1,000 followers. Like it's very weird.
I don't know.
Yeah, but Darius said something that was hilarious to me because I feel like it's mad true. Bad bitches with over 3,000 followers are suspicious because they don't have a real grasp on reality. And they're like, she's only got 300. He said, that's even weirder. And that's fucking true because bad bitches who have less than 300 but still get, like, mad, like, still have this weird alternate reality that, like, they're more important than everyone else. But it's like, girl, you got 300 followers. Like,
ain't nothing popping for you, girl. So, okay, when should our guys have bowed out? Like, when should they have been like, this is too much? Because for me, it was after Violet told Al about her dream of being a crocodile and him being a beautiful white crane and consuming him and knowing they were connected. That to me says not all right in the head. Mm-hmm. That says potentially murderer. Mm-hmm.
And so you should smart, pick up and go. to me, it would have been whenever she said, let me show you your room, and he's going to be sharing a room with her.
Like, but he was there to get it on. So I was like, okay, well, they're going to have sex now.
I'm saying, girl.
The rational thing would have been to check out when she was like, I'm a crocodile in your, what did she say?
A white eye.
Sorry. A white crane.
And waving hands around like a magician.
Like, girl. That's when he should have gone out. But then he saw that footprint on the ceiling and he was like, oh, she a freak.
He said, maybe.
Y'all need to stop. Letting
and
these crazy.
And the footprint was so dirty, though. Like, yeah. You don't know where to
stop gassing up these crazy girls.
You know what? If you're sweating and you rub against the wall, like, some dirt might happen. I'm just saying, like, things happen.
That was a black footprint. What has she been into? But at the same time, I'm like, well, duh. Of course her ceiling is dirty. Like, it's a college room or whatever. So, honestly, I don't know.
That was a high ceiling, though.
I said, who's cleaning their ceiling?
You got Shaquille O'Neal. Not her. Not Violet.
Not me.
She's not cleaning her ceiling.
Never added that to my cleaning routine.
No.
I liked Honey with the side eye. Honey was not having any of it. Honey knew this was ridiculous from the get-go. Oh. And if we made, like, it'll never happen. It's Atlanta. We have things to do. But I just wouldn't mind, like, a solo episode of Honey. Like, what is Honey just giving side eye to everybody?
What is Honey's story? I was like, wow. Speaking of stories, I was like, wow, I am the roommate Honey. Because mm-hmm. I've been in that situation before where my other roommates brought in some guy. I had this one roommate. She brought in her boyfriend. And she would wash her boyfriend's clothes at our apartment. You know, the little roly cart that you put your clothes in, that type of, like, it was that type of cart. I'm like, girl, no. And wash his clothes. But we had to split the bill. We paid the fucking bill. Like,
oh, girl, he's got to chip in, and he should at least be doing his own laundry. It's nice to do, like, things that you know, for loved ones every once in a while.
Yeah, but then, like he basically, like, cheated, and then they broke up, like, within 2 months. That's what frustrated me.
So, question. Is Pajama Jam getting the 60,000, is that what they're earning from this, or is that in the spring break thing as well? Because he mentioned how her roommate,
I think he was saying both together would make 60K.
I thought he was saying one was 60K, but then the next part would be even more,
which I feel like is good for a college 60K
guaranteed
party.
That's a lot for a
college
party.
Because I was on student government at my university, GSU, what's up? And we did not have that kind of funding to be bringing people in. That's why so many artists always cancel on you on college performances, because the money is not
is low.
Is low. Also, I like that Alfred's nose, completely random. I like that Alfred's nose is patched up from last episode, because we never really see connecting, like, pieces in the episodes.
We get typical little threads here and there, like little words, sometimes sentences here, sometimes linking back to, like, last season even. So it's really exciting. But speaking of internet friends, we have our own internet friend.
Yes, we do. For those of you who want to learn, want to have fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life, if you do, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Okay, not charge you anything. It's free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
The chat actually cleared it up. They said that this was free, and that the next one was where the bag was going to be secured.
Because one of them says 60K guaranteed. 6,000 years. Okay,
That's one of the reasons.
So
why
he was doing this as a charitable act.
Yeah.
So we ain't have no money for a hotel anyway.
Yeah, and that's why Al was mad and was like, I could have made all of this on the block in like one day.
You know what? I'm going to move our order of segments around just a little bit. Let's just get into management and creators right now and talk about who should be doing what. So Earn, to me, seems to be doing a good job for the level that they're out at, right? Okay, so you have one hit song out. You haven't signed to a major record label yet. You have to start touring. Colleges are your baseline. Like, rappers who are either falling off or who are just getting started do college tours. That's the very basic step. You can't skip that step, or at least it's very challenging to skip that. Even like Lil Yachty or Uzi Vert were doing Chance the Rapper, what was just blowing up when I was in college, and he was doing a college circuit. So it's kind of insane to me that Al thinks he's able or should have skipped this part by now. But where do you guys think? Is this where Al should be? Because Al hasn't, as far as we know, made another album, released another like hit song, no YouTube music videos. Like, what? We doesn't have
Al
a lot to work with.
He definitely one.
I think he has more than one song too, but he definitely comes off to me as a person who's new and up and coming, and they're just very like, I'm ready to make this money, like I'm ready. But I think for all of us as creatives, we can understand that there's been certain times where we wanted something in life and for our next stage in our career, but we really weren't ready for right? Mm-hmm. It just sounded good because that's what we wanted, that's what we thought was next. Earn, I don't think he's the best manager, but he's a good manager for Al right now. Yeah. He's a good right now manager. Because I was about to say, we're not seeing a lot of the creative processes coming from Paperboy anyway. So I'm like, no, this is good for you. Like, you're fine.
Yeah, I feel like Al doesn't have, like, the drive that he needs. Mm-mm. Like, I feel like Al, like, I realize that Al wants more from Earn because he wants to get places, but you as a creator have to be willing to create. And if you're not creating, your manager can only do so much. And getting a better manager, in my opinion, in this case, Clark County's manager, I don't feel like it's going to make – you're not going to get to where you want because you're still not creating.
I was about to say, Al – just he's making music obviously to get out the hood. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like that he's even really that passionate about music anyway. It's just like, well, I'm bored, so I might as well. Oh, I'm black, I can rap on a beat, I can, you know, I can write a little bit. So that's all it is. I don't really view him as like a real true and genuine artist.
So now I would have agreed with you up until this episode because we're not seeing a lot of it. Like, if it is important, it's not something the creators are stressing to us at this point.
Yeah.
However, the conversation they have on the couch, he gets really into saying, like, my next moves have to be my best moves, which might be the line for the rest of my life. it's brilliant. It's simple. And you can remember that shit as you're trying to make decisions. You're like, look, whatever decision I make, because sometimes, especially in the creative world, and I did feel a little bit for Al when he was talking to Earn to be like, look, you're my family. Like, I'm trying to ride with you. But I have a vision for myself, and we're not getting there. Mm-hmm. To be fair to Earn, said, we, the audience, are not seeing you strive for that. Mm-mm. But I also think that it's not out of the realm of normalcy to be like, someone big is checking on me. Mm-hmm. It seems like every time we see each other, that person is hollering at me like, what are you doing next? Mm-hmm. How can I help you? What's going on? I understand wanting to reach for more, but do you guys think that Clark County's manager is going to be able to do the things he's sort of promising?
So here's what I think. I think now with social media and how we obtain content, you can ride the wave of one song or two or three songs for a minute. Bodak Yellow is how old of it? Like, how long was that going on?
And it was on Cardi's album. I was like, why is this song
exactly here? We just got Cardi's album. And that's no shade to Cardi. I love Cardi. But I'm saying she was able to ride the Bodak Yellow thing for a minute. Yeah. There are rappers out right now who have millions of dollars, and I literally can't name one song, to be perfectly
honest.
But
to be fair to Cardi, Cardi also had three mixtapes out at the same time. Okay, she wasn't radio popping, but she was releasing a ton of music.
That's very true. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the time in music and everything that we're in, you can ride one song for a long-ass time and just, like, do little things on the side. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not really getting full albums anymore, if you think about it. Like,
no.
Drake just drops random little projects, and we all just
Beyonce
like,
has opened us up to a new world of like, I'll just surprise you with my music when I'm ready for that.
Exactly,
coupled with a visual album.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, ugh. But they're able to bank and profit so much off of one thing and twist it and make it different things and do different things on it that it's almost like we're such a like short attention span like generation that like we sometimes forget about the album. We just like focus on like whatever they're doing, and we're just like wanting content. We don't care what it is. So I think Clark County's manager could do that for him.
It'll be interesting. I know, especially when you have a Clark County already on your roster, some managers don't have the attention span. And the thing I've been hearing I attend like a lot of events with like vice presidents and presidents talking on panels, speaking about like what they're looking for in content or in creators. I recently saw a casting agent talking about actors, and they were saying like, look, to be honest, like, I've got thousands of clients. Like, I'm big. So you need to be putting in about 90% of the work. I will do my 10%, get my 10% cut. You are the president of your own company. And as we look out at, like, people referring to themselves as brands, you have the Kardashians as an example as far as, like, branding yourself as you are the content you are selling, essentially. There's a lot to be said for needing to put in your own work. And I think that Al might get a huge slap in the face when he switches to somebody who's major, who already has major stars. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're not going to be able to turn down gigs and keep your manager. Yeah. Like, that's not how it works. Like, you don't get to just pop off on your manager because you don't like the gig or you think you deserve more. Mm-hmm. They won't stick around.
Al also doesn't know how to get rid of people who, in his circle, like, Tracy gotta go. Mm-hmm. And if he's not mm-hmm. willing to do stuff like that, then no, you're not ready for the next
level. Let's move into the Tracy versus Earn situation. This is another, like, huge category of the night. Yeah. Who was in the right, who was in the wrong, and where? Now, I know we have all at this table have strong feelings about Tracy. I want to encourage the chat at this moment. If you think Tracy was winning, can you tell me why? Because I ain't seeing it. Tracy is a liability.
Okay. I'm not feeling him at all. Like, of course, it started off, Tracy was on 10. Like, he didn't even know how to pack properly for something. Like, so he clearly don't have nothing to lose. And he basically told y'all that in so many words. I'm ready right now. Like, he has nothing to lose. So it started with Tracy, but at the end, I mean, definitely Earn also escalated things as well. But Tracy gotta go, man.
I mean, I definitely think, like, Earn set up, like, the Jenga, and Tracy was the one to pull the final brick. Like, but I think Earn made it set up to such a way that, like, it was impossible for him not to knock the whole thing over. Mm-hmm. You know, like, Earn's choices weren't the smartest, and Tracy being Tracy, it was just bound to happen. I don't think Tracy has to go, per se. Mm. I like his authenticity. I think
he would.
I think
like, he's the sticker around. He tells the truth.
That's what I'm saying. I think you need, like, I think entourages or whatever, especially, like, you know, in the rap game and stuff, I think you need that one person who's, like, goofy or whatever, but also, like, has no filter and is going to say whatever. Mm-hmm. Because then you can't, like, bullshit yourself the entire time. But I definitely think, like, Earn, I understand where Earn was, like, sometimes you're going to be in shitty situations and you just have to make it work. And so I understand why Earn was like, nah, this is on Tracy's thing. Like, yeah, this wasn't the best, but Tracy elevated it. So I get both sides.
Okay, so Tracy clearly has block sense. You know what I mean? Like, he clearly knows how to post up, look out for what's coming, keep eyes out, keep you safe, right? Mm-hmm. Qualities. You can trust him because he is not running to anybody else. He doesn't belong to anyone but himself. He is your ride or die friend. I understand wanting to keep a personality like that near you. I also think that as your stardom rises, anything that your face is attached to becomes your problem. Tracy is out here stealing. He's out here throwing girls downstairs in the era of Me Too. Yeah. Like, Tracy is a legitimate liability. I understand why Earn is pissed. Flip it. Earn, bro. If your client does not feel comfortable and expresses to you, I do not wish to stay in this space, I don't feel safe, you need to either let him know, okay, well, we are driving back the same night.
Yeah.
So you're going to be tired, but that's what I can do. Or you need to pony up some money for a place to stay because you know I don't have any. I make 10% of whatever the hell it is you bring in. And these are our options. Yeah. You can choose to just say, to keep pushing forward and be like, no, we're just going to do this. No, we're just going to do this. No. You are not managing. The fact that there are any issues at all ultimately come back onto you, whether you think that's fair or not. You're the manager. So everything under your umbrella is your problem. And you don't take care. You don't make your client feel safe.
But I will say that there's someone else kind of at fault here. And I think Al's kind of at fault. Stick with me.
Speak on it.
Because your people respect who you respect.
Mm.
So if you don't respect your manager, your posse's not going to respect your manager. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so Al shows no type of respect towards Earn whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Even when you don't necessarily agree with how someone's doing something, there's always a respectful way to go about it. And Earn and Al don't have that respectful relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, Al doesn't see Earn as his manager. He sees Earn as his cousin. And that's that. And so you're not going to get... Earn's not going to be able to get that respect and be able to do what he needs to do if no one on the team's respecting him. So I, like, it kind of, I mean, it doesn't completely fall on Al, but it does kind of fall on Al too, because it's like, Tracy thought he could be out of pocket like that because you didn't correct him and you didn't show him that Earn's someone who he needs to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think Al has been not just disrespectful, but silent on some of his issues. Like, when you stew in your own anger and your own frustration and you don't let it out, people can't make it better. Mm-hmm. Like, had you told Earn, like, straight up, be like, look, bro, I'm getting tired of this. I don't feel like we're managed. I'm running into a lot of issues, and they are, whatever, however you feel about it, your fault. I need to see, like, some progress in the next, like, month and a half, whatever amount of time you feel is reasonable. I feel like Earn, being desperate and needing to stay afloat, would have put in some effort and we might have seen some change. But instead, y'all always wait until the last damn minute to say something and let tensions explode.
Yeah.
And it's kind of ridiculous. You know, Tracy's out here bitch slapping people and running. Like,
you can't do that. It wasn't a bitch slap. He punched him. It was a
sucker punch. Yeah, you're right.
Sucker punch. God. I was like, what in the hell is going on? Because it was soon as Earn said, you know, black people were nonviolent. Bitch, pow. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God. I was trying to handle the situation, and you brought something in outside. Like, we're staying in a fan's house, you know, which people do. Amanda Palmer did this a lot in her early career. Like, she used the internet to elevate her platform. Sometimes she would stay at people's houses, like, they would put her up. She vetted her people first. So, like, she was staying at, like, bed and breakfast and, like, country homes and things like that, not college dorms. But you know what? When you're starting out, you got to do what you got to do. I understand. Earn, of course, escalated his own situation at the end by pulling fire alarms, trying to break down the door of three college girls. Again, just really bad looks in the time bad of Me look Too. On
you. Like, I get it. They have your laptop, but you just lost this.
Do we know? It's over. Maybe I missed it. Maybe someone in the chat can tell me. Was there a certain relevance to the laptop? Obviously, no one wants their laptop stolen.
The way we always see Earn interact with his laptop is musically. Like, he's always on there, like, sometimes making a beat or listening to music. It's kind of the reason he got skin in the game in the first place, you know? Like,
You know, but at the same time, it's his laptop. It's where he works from. So now that that's stolen, where he had his connects and he can do whatever manager thinks he does now, he's not going to be able to do that.
As someone whose laptop was just stolen, it's a really difficult situation to be in. You know, okay. Your, like, whole arm is missing.
You know what's interesting, though? Who was Violet last with before the last time we saw her?
She was with Clark County.
Clark County is mad shady. I'm just saying, I won't be surprised if there's beats or some shit that sounds mad recognizable later on.
It's time to talk about Clark County. So we talked about Clark County's manager a little bit, but our face is
go
sweet.
Ahead.
So, okay, here. Oh my gosh, we led right into it, but I also feel like this is gonna bleed over. Here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
So Clark County is Chance the Rapper, kind of, maybe. Almost definitely. The internets are exploding. We're talking a lot about it. And it makes sense. We have this nonviolent front. Oh, my God. He's so cute. He had on, like, the footsie pajamas with, like,
so cute.
The spacious and the stars. And
parents
he, like,
love him, too, I'm sure.
Sweet, squishy face. But as we know, lots of people have hands. And they're willing to throw them.
Mm-hmm. But it might not be his hands.
Right. Exactly. No, he's not throwing hands. Other people have hands to throw for him. Mm-hmm. This episode, Darius and Earn talk about him being an industry plant. Drew, go.
Okay. So, y'all know I love Chance. Chance is my boy. Loved him for a long time. When the revelation that Clark County was supposed to be Chance the Rapper, I was like, no, he can't be like this. But then this whole Kanye shit happened where Chance was like, black people don't have to be Democrats. And I was like, quit fucking turning the conversation, Chancellor. Stop it.
Not what we're saying.
Chancellor, stop
you're
that.
You're young. You know better, though.
But it made it click for me. I was like,
you see it now?
I was like, Donald might be onto something.
I didn't know. Right? I'm like, wow, is Donald Glover the new, like, Simpsons? Because, you know, the Simpsons is always,
I think,
like,
he's more like the Family Guy, where the Simpsons are predicting the future. Family Guy is always telling people's dirty-ass secrets.
Yeah. Of right now.
Yeah. Because Family Guy outed Kevin
Spacey.
Yeah. Spacey. Like, years ago, talking about his BS with children. I feel like he's out here just telling the industry, he's like, you know what? Y'all want to pretend, but
I thought,
like,
they would be cool, though. I thought they were like Donald Glover and
Trump. I mean,
they went on tour together. It would not surprise me if they clowned one another from time. It could just be clowning, but we have not seen them work together in a long time.
I'm just saying, Kanye and Jay used to work together, too.
Yeah, and they don't talk no more.
True.
So even though that's always his brother, Jay said it the other day, but
right. See, because It took me a long time to believe it because I thought that was the black Justin Bieber, like I was telling you before we watched the episode. I was like, oh, that's the black, he's supposed to be like the black Justin Bieber from season one, but now I'm just kind of like,
And I mean, it makes sense. He's cute, but he's from the south side of Chicago. You know, he always played, he started off in high school, so he had this adorable kind of like bubblegum rap, like, fun kind of essence to him. So it's interesting to me that perhaps, you know, he's a little shadier than we thought. It's nerve-wracking because I really like his music and I want to believe the best in people. But Me Too has shown me you can't have faves anymore. Nas can no longer be a fave. Like, I got to throw either out. Like, I just don't even know what to do with my life anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's the thing. Like, only time will tell. Like, some of our faves.
Aminé, you better not do shit. You just be cute and wear your shadow.
I like him.
You better.
The
hands will be thrown.
The pajama party was wild. We talked a little bit last week about the new edition look the boys were rocking. We talked a little bit about Clark County's pajamas. I want to talk a little bit about PWIs, predominantly white institutions. These spaces, you know, it's interesting as we're looking at colleges. Beyonce, of course, has had her historic performance at Coachella where she was celebrating HBCUs and then, of course, came out with even more scholarships to go to HBCUs. Yeah. Props to the good sis. But it's clear, especially in this episode, that we are looking at the divided aspects of PWIs. Mm-hmm. The fact that just up the street a little bit at a white fraternity, they didn't even know that what Pajama Jam was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The what?
I went to a PWI. I high key did not even realize white people went to my school because it's so... Even down to the housing is separated, which, like, I don't necessarily think is a bad thing. I think, you know, sometimes you want to...
Because more black students in colleges and universities are requesting to move away from their white roommates to be black roommates.
Well, we saw the news story earlier this year where a girl was... Rubbing toothbrushes on her nether regions and just letting people get sick.
Unlike Clark County, the hands would be thrown by me,
right? Like, you could get this invitation personally.
Because we don't do stuff like that.
Yeah, no. That's nasty. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and the fact that a lot coming out of black institutions, a lot of times you see people rise through the industry with one another. Like, black people have black people's backs. We already know that. We're going to be able to get you the job. You're going to be able to stay, like, connected and uplifted. Whereas, you know, your white counterparts might not be there for you.
Yeah. I got the vibe that Pajama Jam, I don't know how it is at most colleges, but it was a Greek-based thing at mine. I just thought it was an interesting parallel between black Greeks and white Greeks system. I feel like black Greeks is very, like, empowering and, like, uplifting. In my experience, at least, like, hazing wasn't, like, really, like, it wasn't, like, the horror stories that you read about.
Well, that's good. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely improved because when my mom was pledging, a.k.a., they put tar in a girl's hair because... It was the 80s, y'all. So I'm gonna use some very outdated home. Good. She had good hair, and the other girls were jealous. Oh. So they poured tar in her hair. It's like a hazing ritual.
I mean, like, we were hazed, but it wasn't like.
Is your mom still, or did she drop?
My mother did not pledge because she does not play nonsense. Yeah. Also, my mom is like the most lovely. Like, she was like a beauty queen and like super nice, but. You know, people don't tend to like her that much. she's like Grace. You gotta keep up with her. I imagine it's what like Beyonce would be like if she was like walking around with regular people and they would be like, this bitch is always so on point and I just don't want to deal with it. I just don't want to deal with like somebody who like follows the rules and looks good at the same time. Like it's annoying.
Showing me up all the time.
But I just think it's interesting like with PWIs, like the Greek system is super separate. And like there's no interaction to the point like even like Greek Row are two completely different streets. And so it was just really interesting how they played that up and like showed kind of like the unity of black Greeks. And then because even though like the fraternity and the sororities weren't, you know, technically in one, like the way they reacted to her getting pushed down the steps, it was like you saw everybody.
It was one big party. Yeah. Everyone intermingled.
And people had different like, I noticed people had different, like, Greek letterings and stuff, so it wasn't just, like, one particular frat or one particular sorority. Right. Everybody came out there.
Yep.
Whereas you didn't see on the flip side, white Greek system, and it's a little...
Yeah, during their hazing process. I've noticed, too, like, even at PWI, like, the frat parties, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like the frats would only pair up with like another white sorority and throw a party or something. But like if the Sigmas were throwing a party, then also like the Alphas and the Qs would come. Kappas, like it was no big deal.
I mean, that exclusivity is a thing. Calm down over there. These Qs.
Oh, Qs are your fave?
No, they're just fun to party
with. You don't want love, do you?
No, they're not.
I have fun.
No, they're not.
Okay, they are dangerous. They are dangerous. Let's talk about our white fraternity. How do we feel about our Laffy Taffy dance? And also our guns. Such dichotomy in a singular scene.
You know what? I would just want to say really quickly, the way that they captured the pledge process and white fraternities and the homoeroticism, I was like, yep, that's how it is.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They got that shit down. I just want
to
say.
What was really interesting to me was how they reacted when Darius said he wanted to join the NRA. Mm-hmm. Because...
And how they laughed at him.
They laughed at him because... I'm sorry, I'm probably going to piss some people off, but the NRA is... very closely tied with white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And so...
And they're not ashamed.
Yeah, and they're not ashamed of it. And so I think it's so interesting that, like, gun rights, but then, like...
Philando Castile gets shot.
Yeah.
Has a legal permit to be carrying a gun, is an outstanding member of his community, and then the NRA is just like, we don't even know this nigga.
They're like, who?
We don't pay attention to black people, and we're not interested like, what, you in your right legally, to own a gun.
Yeah, legally have a gun? Haha, y'all so crazy.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy. You'll shoot us.
But they have
you have a right to be mad. Anyway.
But they have a whole gun room. Guns that don't even work. It's just for the sake of having guns.
Because alumni gifts guns to the fraternity. What?
It's just like, it's like,
that's what it is.
It's excessive. Like, it goes beyond the right to bear arms for protection or whatever the hell the NRA is trying to push and say that why we all need guns. Like, this is just like a game.
Especially when you have the Confederate flag right there. I'm sorry to cut you off, but just the like, Confederate flag, whole bunch of guns, and right in between the middle, set design wise, you stick a white kid with superior knowledge on rap history. It's just crazy. And the thing is, like, I feel like we have to call attention to those guys because white people consume more commercial rap than black people. White boys between the ages of what, like 12 to 18 consume the most amount of rap. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have those, like,
and they fill up the shows because also they can. Mm-hmm. They have the money to.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And what's interesting that he had such a rap knowledge and he still had the audacity to try to say that Post Malone was one of his favorite rappers. I feel like that was such a... And I'm not even sure if production lined up with when Post Malone did that interview and was talking about how rap isn't deep and it's like any man's game or whatever. I just thought it was such an interesting, like, it's just proof that, like, you can have all the knowledge in the world, but you're still down for the simplified, boring, whatever the hell Post Malone's putting
up. Because you still think you own it. Like, you still think that it's yours.
Because so mediocrity, white mediocrity still meets up with black excellence. And for some reason, y'all think it's on the same level, and it's not.
I will say that Laffy Taffy scene needs a GIF or seven. It was so funny and awkward, but also just ridiculous.
I feel like I kind of wish Atlanta was on, like, HBO or Showtime or something, because what I was scared of is I was like, they're gonna like helicopter dick or something.
I knew he was gonna ask them to start twerking their asses in front of him. I just knew it.
Which is wait, and then they just did the like, and I was like,
this is so... Those shoes though, were y'all looking at their shoes?
No, I missed it.
They were terrible.
They were just bad shoes?
Like, yeah, they're just bad. Like, like Vans and New Edition.
Keds.
Yeah.
Oh, weirdos.
We're calling white people in whole new subversive ways.
Yeah.
I was really excited.
No, New Balance. Not New Edition. New Balance shoes. Oh, my God.
Not
y'all
New Edition.
Let me say it. Y'all was like, yeah, New Edition.
I was gonna let that ride. Like,
no,
yeah, that makes sense.
Correct me, please.
I was like, yeah, Ronnie DeVoe. Let's
see,
go.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
To wrap it up... Earn felt away, I guess, really, to my eye, about Al siding with Tracy. But he challenged a nigga straight out of jail. Why?
You know, that's what you don't do.
A man, let me say something. The most dangerous type of black man is the man who's mad goofy and wears a do-rag all the time to protect his waves.
And then he ain't got nothing to lose.
And he's got nothing to lose. Because he, and first of all, He's like a solid 100 pounds heavier than you. Easy. Of muscle.
Number
mind
one.
You. Tracy is not like out of shape or whatever. He's got like that jail muscle. Earn. Need to sit the hell down.
Did you ever at any one point think that maybe he had enough adrenaline or anger to win or to at least put up a good fight?
Size doesn't always bother me. I think even if you are smaller than your opponent, I feel like, yes, if you have the adrenaline and if you're fast enough, Earn was not quick at all.
Oh, son, you took that fist right to the face.
All of them. So that's like, and if you're quick to you have some strategy, then yeah, I think he could have taken him down. I almost believed in him.
I am not a fighter, but my sister is queen of fighting back the day.
Yes, sis.
Especially for like other people. Like I didn't fight, but people used to come at me. So my sister would go after them. And she was,
baby brother did that for me too.
She was little back in the day and she did not care how big a bitch was. She would go in and she would win. So I don't think it was like too crazy to go against it, but when it comes to Earn, like Earn, you're not mad enough for that adrenaline to kick in, baby. I'm sorry.
You're so sweet and precious, but you should not be in the ring. He took all them blows. I was wild confused as to how he got back in the car. Because I said, you can now walk home, sir. You need to take a breather. I don't know what's happening here, but you got a lot of stuff to figure out. I know it's been a rough couple of days, but I cannot sit. Could you sit in the car with somebody you just
got
to with?
No. You better walk home, get an Uber something.
Oh, my pride? I'm walking home.
Now I don't want to be near y'all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'll let you win that fight anyway, little bitch. Bye.
You're right.
Like,
walk away. Right.
That was a cheap shot. You ugly.
I feel like I just didn't want you to go back to jail. You're welcome.
I feel like this is a huge statement on how much Earn like leans on Al. Like you should have left, sir. Mm-hmm. Like you aren't even entertaining, again, at least as far as we know, any other prospects or ideas. You've just been riding around in cars for the past couple of episodes, just happy as hell just to be invited to the party.
Yeah.
Agency is required.
And not working on his own ish.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I think is interesting? When Al was confronting Earn about everything, even when he was saying that, like, he was going to move, like, that he was thinking about moving on, he still, like, he was like, I got to get mine. Lottie needs stuff. You need stuff.
And
I
feel like, thought of him.
Yeah, he was still being, so almost was like, even though I want to move on, I still got you. Like, you're still my family. I'm still going to take care of you.
But you might not be hard enough to be my manager, which losing that fight and your temper like that certainly did not help your cause.
But on the flip side, I think showing that you care at all about anything might maybe make Al take a step back and be like, maybe he does care.
I feel like when he started kicking down the door, Al's interest peaked.
Yeah.
He said maybe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe. We are running low on time, so let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so I originally didn't have any news and gossip, but I was scrolling the Twitterverse and Lakeith, being the beauty that he is, tweeted, Darius in the opening of Teddy Perkins is Kanye West. Let that sink in. And so then someone tweeted a picture of Kanye with an edited You Mad Bro hat. This photo causes me pain.
Yeah, he's got the white power symbol right in front of you, dude, with his arm around you.
Yeah.
Get out.
To which Lakeith replied, he said, but were you mad? Which is facts. Like, I mean, listen, I don't know what the truth is with Kanye. I don't know if this is something he really believes or if this is, you know, some like take on it, but if you look down at the tweet that's underneath, but were you mad, it shows a photo of Kanye when he put the Confederate flags on some of the Yeezy jackets.
Oh my god.
And was trying to like reclaim it or whatever. Yeah. So I mean
Kanye.
Yeah, it probably was really based on Kanye. It's just once again the whole Family Guy thing or like Simpsons thing where like Atlanta's weirdly lining up with
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
What's going
on? Well, here's the thing on this Kanye bit. Like I see it all the time. Like, it's one of my favorite words. And it, like, unnerves my grandmother to hear it. Like, because essentially a lot of people, the last word they heard before they died was that word. And it bothers her deeply.
Okay.
So I get it. I understand. But I also can... I see where Kanye might be coming from. Like, this idea of... If the Confederate flag is that word in symbol form, then why can we not also reclaim that like we reclaimed the word?
I think...
I don't want to.
I agree!
I think it's still... I think we're, the, like, saying, like, the N-word is different because, like, the country as a whole is reclaiming it. And we're kind of, it's like people, white people are saying it, but it's still like a no-no. Mm-hmm. The Confederate flag in a lot of places is still accepted as something normalized, and it's still something to use as terror towards black people. Like, mm-hmm. in the South, that's very much mm-hmm. a, like a, you're still scared, you know? Yeah. Like, someone called me the N-word, I'm like, okay, like,
here we go again.
Here we go. You know, it's almost like, really, bro, you don't have anything
that's
else.
That's the best you got.
But yeah. I feel like the Confederate flag still has a sense of boldness to it. Yes, and it does. And I still have a sense of being alarmed towards it.
Yeah, because they put the flags on the back of their trucks to let you know they're coming. They sure they're do. Coming for you physically. So that's, like, it's one thing for to hear the N-word that's verbal, but mm-hmm. to see the flag, something physical, and you know something's about to go down, I got PTSD.
To see Lakeith, you mad? Because to me, when I saw that in the episode, it was like, I'm going to wear your shit, and you're going to have to take it. And, like, you could be mad, but mm-hmm. I changed your stupid hat to be for me, yeah. right? So it is kind of like Kanye, but I applauded Lakeith, but it bothers me with Kanye. I have very mixed feelings. I do not rock with Kanye anymore, mostly just because of his Trump statement. I know just last week on this very show, I was like, the return of Kanye to Twitter. I'm so excited. And I was.
Girl, see?
But after, you can't be like, I know he acted with Donald Trump before, but I was like, maybe that was a really dark moment and I would like to glide over that. But I was long. I was wrong. Yeah. I own it. I stand in my wrongness. Okay. I've corrected my ways. I have clicked that unfollow button. Mm. It's over, dude. I got College Dropout to 808s and Heartbreaks. Great music. Yeah. Thank you for it. But we know with Kanye, we got to move on to predictions. Let's get into it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yes. Talk to me, y'all. We have a finale next week, right?
Yeah.
So that last week is next week. God. So how are we ending Robin season? Because, just really quick, we reached the pinnacle this week when, as you say, Al was talking like, look, times are lean. Mm-hmm. My next move's got to be my best moves. Mm-hmm. That's peak Robin season. That says, I am holding down the fort. No one's stealing anything from me anymore.
Yeah.
What happens?
I think the season finale is going to be them going their separate ways. Mm-hmm. I still think, and maybe we'll see it in season 3, I think Clark County and his people are responsible for the missing laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't really think we're going to see Zazie or Lottie or any of them. I think it's just going to be heavily focused on Erin and Al's relationship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ditto. I feel the same way. I think we'll see some more of Clark County. I don't know in what capacity, but I feel like we might see, you know, Van and Lottie again. I'm not sure how, but I see that happening. Tracy, I feel like Tracy's going to, so he's going to do something that's going to bring on another issue. He's going to do something else. Like, he's not done.
Corey Young in the chat said somebody's going to get shot next episode. Guns have been an ongoing thing for them in the past several episodes. I agree with that.
Thank you, Corey.
That could be a thing.
We're talking a lot about guns. We're talking a lot about racism, a lot about fame and who wants it, who has access to it, and what does it really mean to be famous. I'm hoping we have a final Instagram person, whether it's doing a story or doing a live Insta. And I hope it's the most ridiculous. Like, I hope it's at, like, either, it wouldn't surprise me if they did a, like, mass shooting kind of episode, something that's been on our minds a lot. Yes. It's robbing season. Next? What is a larger rob of America than these crazy amount of mass shootings? And maybe one sane black girl. Can we get one? Like, I understand, like, we're all messy. The show is about messy people. But if I could get one, like, with it black girl to be like, all this is messed up and I'm out, I would just really appreciate it. I don't know if we can expect it, but I would like it.
I mean, we got Honey.
Honey was silent, but she knew.
Okay. Honey spoke volumes to us.
She opened that door and said, I don't even know. I didn't sign up for this. I will not be roommates with this person next semester, is what Honey Tate said.
She walked away.
You guys, this was really great conversation. Yeah, I loved this. Until next week, Drew, where can the folks find you?
You guys can find me on all the things at OK Drew J.
Yes, and I'm your host, Ivana. You can follow me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams and on Instagram at Ivana.Williams. Follow me.
Y'all better follow Ivana and Drew. These are like my favorite people. Hit them up. As always, I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique and coming up at a lot of conventions. I have a Darkwing Duck panel coming up, which I'm just, like, super excited about. And then I'll also be sitting down with the voice of General Thrawn. You can check my Twitter for upcoming information about dates and times and all that good stuff. Thank you guys for joining us for Atlanta. We'll be back next week for the final episode. Yes. Thanks so much.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.